Hi everyone, it's B back again. Hope everyone's having a beautiful and lovely day. Today I just want to talk about how sometimes we just need to take a personal day, whether it's or not the whole day, but a couple of hours just to ourselves, just to get our minds right. For example, for me, I feel like I needed to take some PTO, which I did, one, because it was my birthday and my parents were coming down to see me. But I did need a personal day. So basically yesterday, what I did for myself, what my husband did actually, he got me a massage. So I went to get my massage for an hour. I came back and I knew I needed to clean before my parents came. Even though they're not judgmental, I mean, my house wasn't, like, completely dirty. I just needed to wash a couple dishes and clean up, like, the guest room. But I just came home, relaxed for a while. I didn't even worry about homework or anything. But I needed a day just to gather myself together, because lately I've been feeling extremely overwhelmed. I feel like I can't even think right. My brain has been feeling really foggy. I just needed a day to myself. Like, I love being with my husband and with my son and my whole family. Like, that brings me joy, but I needed a day just to be with myself in peace and quiet. And especially after the massage, I mean, I felt like I was completely, I don't know, in the clouds or something. But I just needed a personal day for myself. I don't know if it's been work that's been, you know, extremely overwhelmed for me, just with everything going on, or just watching the news. Sometimes I try not to watch it so much, but every time, like, if I go on the internet for anything, you know, the bad news shows up. Or if it's just me going back to school again and just feeling like I'm trying to juggle everything, being a mom, wife, student, and, you know, working as well. But I've been feeling extremely overwhelmed. So I think it's very important to take a personal day sometimes, or just a couple hours, like I said, just for yourself. If it's whether sitting in the room by yourself, you know, meditating, or just putting some headphones on, listening to just calming music, or taking a nap and then waking up and feeling refreshing. Or just even going outside, sitting by yourself, taking in the sun. I've done that before too, just for like 30 minutes. I tell my son, look, I'm going to go sit outside. I need to sit there for 30 minutes just so mommy could be a better mommy. Or I'm going to be in the room for, you know, 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes or whatever, and I'll let him play his games. Or while he's reading his book, that's my time to, like, relax. But I think it's so important that we find time for ourselves, especially for our mental self, in order to keep on doing what we need to do in life to get to where we need to get in life. By the way, sorry if you can hear my dogs in the background snoring. They're taking a nap right now. But yeah, just I realized that it's very important to take time for ourselves just to get our mind straight, like I said. And, you know, in order to be a better version of ourselves, we need to be able to clear our mind sometimes. I've just been feeling like extremely overwhelmed, and I needed yesterday. I mean, I'm also on vacation for a couple of days, like I said, because it's my birthday, but I'm really not gonna have time for myself because my family's here. And the time that I do take for myself is to, you know, take some time to do some homework so I can catch up on that. But it was very helpful yesterday that I was able to have some time for myself. And I know it's hard for all of us sometimes, especially if you have kids, to even go to the bathroom without your kids following you, or, you know, or you feel guilty about trying to take time for yourself because you feel like you're being selfish if you do take time for yourself. But it's very important for our mentality and for ourselves in order, like I said, in order to be a better mom, in order to be a better spouse, student, whatever you are, if you're a teacher, whatever you are, it's just important for you to take time for yourself to get your mind better and focused again so you can get to your goals and do what you got to do. Again, thank you for listening to me, and I hope this helps somebody in some way. You know, take care of your mentality That's number one, especially, you know, if you want to be a better version of yourself and to be a better spouse, like I said, teacher, parent, mom, dad, even, and grandparent, or even boss or coworker. In order to be your better self, take some time for yourself. Whether it's taking a walk or reading a book or working out, sometimes, you know, that helps too. Just writing down your notes on, you know, how you're feeling or whatever it is, whatever helps you, just take some time for yourself. Your mentality is very important. We don't realize how important it is, but it really is. So thank you for listening to me. And like I said, I hope this helps somebody somehow. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. A good weekend.